This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What you want as we launch into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can join us. Number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
For those of you just tuning in, we were talking about Morpheus. Not the one from the Matrix movies, but the one from Phoenix, Arizona, who was arrested last week in a Treasury multi-jurisdictional bureaucracy raid as they were confiscating documentation, computers, confiscating everything they could find purportedly in relation to an investigation on selling some kind of illegal drugs, allegedly, and then also allegedly doing Bitcoin transactions. They're claiming that he needed to be a so-called money transmitter in order to do that. And then that led to a discussion about, well, what is the definition of money transmission? And, Daryl, you were saying that exchanging foreign currencies for dollars is money transmission. And what we looked at the statutes, you were confusing money transmission with money services business, but they're all sort of under the same umbrella.
Right.
So a money services business is how the FinCEN, the Federal Crimes Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, regulates businesses that do money transmission. They are regulated as a so-called money services business, and so are currency exchangers. So a currency exchange is not necessarily a money transmission. It is a currency exchange, but it all falls underneath the MSB.
It's regulated at the federal level. It's regulated basically the same as the money transmitter. Correct?
Well,
because it's under that money services, but both are under the MSB regulations. Now, there might be state regulations that differ for them both.
There are... Okay, so there is a difference, Daryl. According to the FinCEN website, FinCEN.gov, in their page called Money Services Business Definition, they do say that in order to qualify as a currency dealer or exchanger, which is would have been what you were talking about before,
right,
you have to do more than $1,000 per person per day in one or more transactions in order to qualify as a currency dealer or exchanger under and to be regulated as one of those. However, there is no threshold applied to the definition of money transmitter. Anyone who takes $5 from somebody else and gives it to another person is, under their definition, a money transmitter and needs to be registered with the FinCEN people.
My understanding is because of the overly broad definition that they use for money services, you know, the currency exchanger, that's how they were able to say, oh, well, anybody that does virtual currency, because that's an instrument that gets denominated at some level in, you know, government currencies, so therefore we can regulate it as.
Yeah, and that may be what they're going to say here, is that if he was selling, you know, any Bitcoin to people, that if he wasn't registered with the government, that then therefore charges.
Right. Even though if you sell gold and silver, which, again, winds up, you know, You go to some website, XE.com is the one that I use for getting the price, and they show the price there in U.S. dollars, but FinCEN doesn't regulate gold and silver as currency. They regulate it as commodities. The IRS regulates it as commodity.
And you said the IRS regulates Bitcoin as a commodity.
Yes.
Right? But FinCEN considers it to be a currency.
Yes.
And I don't know if there's ever been any kind of court case to try to hammer out the difference. Can they, you know, after it goes to court, does it have to go one way or the other, or can different government agencies just continue to define these things differently?
I don't know.
Me neither.
But they are defining them differently,
they are right
and
now,
they have been for several years, and Hell, the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, has all kinds of weird, complicated regulations on cryptocurrencies. To where right. they say that
Which you
a,
ignored, did you not, when you
I
were
I did. They say that a political candidate cannot accept an anonymous cryptocurrency donation.
Mm.
They have to, in their reports, calculate it as an in-kind contribution that gets converted to cash on hand, and you can hold the Bitcoin for as long as you want. You're not allowed to use the Bitcoin directly with a vendor, which I did numerous times. And there's something else that I forget what it is, but there's all these weird, you know, like tricky bookkeeping things that they say you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't follow any of them.
I wonder if anybody's following all the tricky bookkeeping things.
I don't know. Probably. I really don't know.
I mean, it's pretty complicated. I'd be shocked if there was even...
This could be a pretty big case with Thomas Costanzo for the Bitcoin community. Although if it turns out that he was also selling drugs at the same time, it's going to be hard to separate the issues, right? So,
correct.
So if he's selling drugs online or offline or however he's
right.
selling drugs, and then he's taking the money, which is illegal proceeds, and then using that somehow in the Bitcoin sales thing, then it's going to be hard to separate and say, oh, well, would he have been, you know, regulated as a money transmitter without all these drug sales? Or, you know, is he going to be charged with being an unlicensed money transmitter, or is he going to be charged with laundering money? So we don't know.
Or both.
Or yeah. both.
Because they do this weird thing that I call the spaghetti poo theory, to where they just, you know, like, everything that's even tangentially related,
they
they're going to
it.
Mix it all together, throw it against the wall, and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's really terrible.
And then at some point, they're going to offer some kind of plea deal of, all right, we'll drop this charge and this charge and plead guilty to this thing that you know you didn't do, we know you didn't do, but it's tangentially related, and you'll wind up with no jail time, but we drop all the charges of things that you did.
If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So best of luck to Thomas Costanzo. We'll, as we learn more about the case, we'll certainly keep you informed about it. Might have Ernie back to talk about it as it develops as well. Now, in other related news, because, again, Thomas Costanzo connected with a journalism website, Freedom's Phoenix. Another journalist has been confiscated. His person has been taken by the federal government, kidnapped.
Yep.
He's Barrett Brown. We've never actually met or talked to Barrett Brown, but we've talked about him over the years. And he's the guy, let me see if I'm recalling correctly, he's the guy who posted a link that he found in a chat room, or to a chat room. He posted a link.
He found it in one chat room and posted it to another chat room.
Yeah, and it was like a link to like movies or like a pirate website or something like
that. There was a website that had a lot of government contracts, or a company that
hacking.
Had a lot of government contracts. Stratfor was the company, and somebody had hacked into their system
and posted
the stuff, and he posted, hey, here's a link that somebody might find interesting.
Right. It wasn't his website that he was linking to.
Was it Hacking Tools or something?
I don't know.
Isn't
that what they did? They did hacking? Like, that's what the company did?
They did hacking
for, like, government?
Yeah.
Like, government-type hacking? Or
they may have done that, but they had a bunch of government contracts, and, you know, there was just a bunch of information that he was like, hey, somebody might find this
interesting. Yeah, here's a document dump link. He was arrested for that. He was
I'm not even sure if he had downloaded it. He just like copied and pasted
just
the link.
Correct. Copied the link from one chat room and posted it in another chat room.
And some federal agent found that somehow, and they went after him for it. And he took a guilty plea, did he not?
He was facing 100 years in prison.
Jeez.
He pled guilty to two charges related to obstruction of justice and threatening an FBI agent, sentenced to 5 years and 3 months.
And now
was in 2014. In 2016, he won a National Magazine Award for his scathing and often hilarious columns in The Intercept, which focused on his life in prison. He was released in November.
Oh. Did they cut him loose early?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes, they did. And basically wound up saying, all right, you're on probation for the rest of the sentence.
But now he's been arrested again.
He was rearrested, taken into custody Thursday.
Let's talk more about it.
The day before he was scheduled to be interviewed for a PBS documentary.
Was this Thursday yesterday or Thursday 420?
Thursday yesterday.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and join us
right here.
Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. So Skype on in here at username LRN.FM. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and the government's not going to solve that problem for you anytime soon, if ever. So you've got to take steps to make sure you've got the proper coverage, but it doesn't have to be health insurance. In fact, there's a company, HealthExcellenceSelect.com, that gives you freedom from health insurance. And they'll also give you a proactive health assessment daily, if you'd like, and no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, plus a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can go and learn more over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts, welcome. We're going to get into Barrett Brown, the reporter,
yes,
who's been kidnapped again by the federal government. We'll tell you about that coming up.
Before we do, there was speculation on what exactly was involved in the Stratfor thing. The article actually mentions it.
Okay.
Stratfor was a company that had government contracts,
yes,
and they were spying on activists on behalf of other corporations. And that information wound up getting released, and that's the link that Brown wound up sharing from one place to another.
And then he went to prison for multiple years for that. Let's go to Dave in Montana. That's someone we haven't heard from in a while. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, this isn't the usual Dave. Anyway, it's okay to be a different Dave from Montana. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just happened to be the other Dave up in Kalispell.
All right. Hey, man, what's on your mind tonight? Actually, the other Dave is in Kalispell, too. But we used to have this guy call all the time who really loves weed. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, no, it wasn't weed, sir. It was hemp, right?
Well, I think he loved weed, too. He loved weed.
I don't know. Interesting.
I bet you if I met Dave in real life, I bet you he'd smoke up with me.
Probably.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
what were you calling about? Sorry to confuse the two of you.
I was going to call about the phone. I have a theory about that. But I saw something come across the wire just as I was on hold with you. So I saw that North Korea tested these nuclear, or these new missiles. And I think that this is a really big threat and that we really have to counteract it.
You mean the missile that, like, blew up right after it got off the launch pad, that one?
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting because I have many, many friends that tell me many things. And I hear that we have...
Are you talking... Hold on. Did you just, like, put the phone down below your chin or something? Because you sound kind of muffled.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
I don't know why you would think that. But I have many friends that tell me that we have certain capabilities that interrupt these tests. I'm not sure if you noticed, but the last two missile launches they attempted, they both blew up and resulted in an unsuccessful launch.
Yeah.
So I'm very, you know, I think that these guys are a big threat, and we have to eliminate them at any chance we have. And I think that, you know, if we do that through cyber, we can do it through cyber. We can do it through conventional warfare.
Are you suggesting, I just want to be clear, are you suggesting that it was the U.S. government that caused the missile to blow up right after it got off the launch pad?
Well, I do have many people telling you that. That is a possibility.
That is not a very high possibility. I mean, it might be possible, but it's fairly improbable. It's more probable that it's just North Korea is a government and... It's just more probable that North Korea doesn't know what the hell they're doing. They can barely, you know, get on the internet, let alone launch a missile for any distance successfully.
Dude, these guys have been launching nuclear tests for years now. I'm pretty sure they're capable of launching a missile that's capable of flying and, you know, destroying ordnance when it lands. So
what's the technology that they're using, the U.S. government, this mystery technology to blow up missiles on the launch pad?
Well, like I said, I have many friends talking to me about the technology. I can't, you know, they don't tell me the specifics of it. But if you can get in the software that is the root of the missile as it launches, you can do a remote detonation. And
okay. I say that's possible. I think that's probably possible.
Yeah. Well,
possible.
So your tone
that, that's assuming that the missiles
outset
are part of the Internet of Things.
Excuse me. Both of your tones were very dismissive from the outset, and I don't appreciate that. Well, after I went through and explained what I was
complain
saying.
Complain as much as you want.
Well, I'm not complaining. I'm just observing, right? I'm just observing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're basically saying that the U.S. government is so, you know, invasive that they're able to, and they are pretty invasive, but that they're able to invade another country's launching pad electronically and destroy a missile as it's basically sitting on the pad or shortly after it launches without actually intercepting it with another missile, that they could somehow do that through the Internet. And it's not impossible, I would say, but fairly unlikely.
I don't know. I'm a little bit less skeptical than you two, but
I'm not convinced that the North Koreans have their weapons connected to the Internet.
It doesn't necessarily have to be connected
to
the
really
Internet.
That's a really dumb thing to say, first of all. That's a really dumb thing to say, okay? I wish we would take that back. Because
no, it's not. North Korea barely has Internet access.
You got a missile, okay? You have to have some.
They have 27 websites on an intranet.
There's tremendous guidance you could have that you could intercept, right?
You don't need to have the Internet to guide a missile. They had guided missiles long before they had IP technology.
It's more likely they'd be interfering with the transmission.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Not the nicest of callers, but maybe he's right. I don't know. It's possible, I suppose. How likely?
I've heard lots of people say lots of things. It doesn't mean that I believe every weird thing I hear people say.
I definitely see you guys' skepticism, but
he's just basically reporting hearsay.
Right, exactly, and I understand that skepticism, but it does seem plausible that they could be interfering with the transmission between the base and the missile itself.
I would say possible, but plausible? I don't know.
But why not? I mean, it can't be that difficult.
Well, then why not just go ahead and blow up all of them that are sitting on the, waiting to be launched? Why do they have to wait until it's launched? They flipped it on or something like that, and, they're not, the rest of them are deactivated.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, I'm not a missile expert, but that guy isn't either.
No, none of us are.
None of us are.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mean, if they're that good at it, why don't they intercede with every single missile test that they do over there? I mean, you want to talk about that would frustrate the hell out of Kim Jong-un, right? Like, they've done it the last two, supposedly, according to that call.
Right.
Because I did hear the one they did previous to today, that it blew up, close to after it launched off the launch pad.
Then there was the meme, why'd the chicken cross the road? Because North Korea's missile couldn't reach that far.
I missed that one.
They did have a successful launch, towards
and
over Japan.
They've done multiple successful, right. They've shot missiles into the sea. Toward Japan. So why didn't they intercede on all of those?
It could be to frustrate them, but not give them enough information to go off of to diagnose the issue.
Why didn't the U.S. military, if they can just, cause all of these bombs to explode before they reach their target, why didn't they do that with Assad's bomb that hit that chemical weapons plant?
It could also be statistics. Like, maybe they can get a certain percentage of them, but not every time.
Well, again, Assad pointed out that that wasn't his bomb.
Yeah.
That, what was it, the rebels or whatever had blown up some sort of factory and
that there were chemicals that were stored in a plant that wound up getting bombed by somebody.
Right. But not necessarily that it was Assad who shot a missile in. Anyway, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust.
the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so you can Skype on into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Let's talk about nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral just doesn't cut it. You'll need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 a month. Now, if that's a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of 7 supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, to receive 30% off of your first order. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. That's code FTL as your coupon code over at SimplifyMySupplements.com. They do take Bitcoin. If you want to get the Bitcoin with a 30% off, you do have to send them an email through the website.
Right, and they've got that all set up through the website easy to do.
So you can do that. SimplifyMySupplements.com, free shipping on orders of $60 or more. Now, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything you want. We were talking about Barrett Brown,
yes,
who is the journalist, the independent journalist that was put in a federal prison cell for a few years back in 2014 for the dastardly crime of posting a link to some information that the U.S. government didn't like.
Correct.
So he wasn't, just to be clear, he wasn't hosting that information.
Correct.
That information that he linked to was not stored on a website run by him. It was not, you know, paid for by him. He just
linked
to something.
He was not involved in getting the information.
Yeah, it was done by some hack group, right?
Yes.
And so just the fact that he posted the link, they came after him hard and heavy for this, and they got him into a plea deal where he avoided 100 years in prison in return for five. And then
5 years, 3 months, wound up getting released a little early.
Apparently more early than his, what is it, an 80% rule in the federal prison system?
I don't know.
Because it sounded like he was released after like 3 years rather than because he
was
only...
he was arrested in 2012, so okay. I think they started the time then.
Oh, okay.
Because it was, you know,
so he wasn't bailed out.
Time served.
Yeah.
Correct. There was no bail. When you're facing 100 years in prison,
yeah,
there's
okay.
no option of bail.
That makes more sense then. So yeah, then he spent the full time in prison. And it was funny too, because I remember when he went to prison, he made a statement. Before that, when he was sentenced, he made a statement like, well, I'd like to thank the federal government for giving me my new journalism assignment, and that is to report from the inside of what, you know, what it's like to be in prison, and that's what he did, apparently.
And he won an award. Right. He won a National Magazine Award for his, according to The Intercept, scathing and often hilarious columns, which focused on life in prison. Now his lawyer, Jay Lederman, says that Brown was arrested Thursday, that's yesterday, during a check-in. According to his mother, Brown had not missed a check-in and never failed a drug test since he was released to a halfway house in November. Neither his mother nor his lawyer, as of the time that this was posted, have any information about where he is being held. According to his mother, who spoke with Brown by phone after his arrest, Brown believes the reason for his rearrest was failure to obtain permission to give interviews to media organizations.
Wow.
And
wait,
again,
what?
It should be noted, he was scheduled to be interviewed by PBS today.
Okay, wait, what was the reason? Can you read that again? It didn't
he
process for me.
He believes the reason that he was arrested is he did not get, quote-unquote, permission to give interviews.
Okay.
And we're supposed to live in a society that has free speech
and
freedom of the press. And,
well, I don't know if you saw the Freedom of the Press rankings that came out Wednesday where the United States ranks number 43.
Well, I said suppose.
Yeah. Well, now you...
Several weeks ago, they say Brown was told by his check-in officer that he needed to fill out permission forms before giving interviews. So he's got a very reason for suspecting that he was arrested for not getting their permission.
So wait, they actually talked to him, but others didn't know where he was. Did they know where
he is?
His
mother spoke with him on the phone,
but she doesn't know where.
She knows he got arrested. She just doesn't know where he physically is.
And apparently, he doesn't know it either because he wasn't able to tell her, or maybe he's restricted from telling her. Who knows? I mean, this guy is. I've never heard of this before. This is the first time I've heard of somebody not being able to give an interview without government permission. So I agree with you, Chris. It's shocking as far as a probation restriction. But probation restrictions are, a lot of ways, very ridiculous.
Totally. And I am aware.
I mean, you have a taste for it now because you're on bail conditions, which are kind of similar to some extent. Like when you're out on bail, you can't do X, Y, or Z. But usually X, Y, or Z is like you can't commit another crime or you can't drink to excess. I don't know if they gave you that one, but sometimes they do.
Yeah, it sounded like pretty typical conditions from what I understood.
Commit
would
another
think anyway,
crime
but,
is so broad,
right? And that's where it becomes outrageous because it's like, well, if you commit another crime, you should be charged with that crime. You shouldn't be getting an extended sentence on the crime.
But they want to extend your sentence.
Well, they do both.
Revoke bail.
Okay. They'll revoke bail, plus they will charge you with the new crime.
They can, according to the bail conditions, it said, for example, if I were to commit a felony, I would get an additional year, 7 years, tacked onto the whatever, I guess, sentence for violating the bail conditions, which is separate from whatever the felony was.
Right, but they will still charge you with the felony.
Right, exactly. So it's absolutely absurd that, yeah, I haven't been convicted of anything, so.
I wonder what that's called, because I know there's bail jumping, which is a charge that you can get hit with if you, like, you know, run or something like if you're.
Right, but violation of bail conditions is a charge. Is a charge.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. So tell me more about Barrett Brown.
Brown, apparently, since November, has given numerous interviews on camera and by phone. But according to his mother, Brown said the Bureau of Prisons never informed him that there was a paperwork requirement. When he followed in with his check-in officer, he was given a different form, a liability form for media entering prisons. Last week, Brown was interviewed for 2 days by Vice, and his PBS interview was set for today. Lederman said he was not presented with a formal justification for the arrest, but was told it had to do, quote, with failing to abide by BOP restrictions on interviews.
Wow.
Lederman, who's the attorney, called the impromptu media restrictions disgusting and said he believed the arrest was an act of reprisal for criticizing the government. Lederman
sounds
says,
like it.
Quote, I would call the people who did this a bunch of chicken-ass a-holes that are brutalizing the Constitution.
Yes, and it's the Trump administration carrying water for the Obama administration here.
Yes.
You know, even though Trump would like to position himself as somehow anti-Obama or somehow more American or whatever that means, you know, than Obama, he's doing the bidding of the Obama administration.
Right, and you know, the really sort of funny thing is just last weekend I wrote an article titled Donald Trump is continuing to wage Obama's war on whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
And now this
There's
happens.
One. Yeah, this all comes down to fear. They want us to be afraid. And
are you?
I'm not. I mean, not yet.
Well, I mean, you were face-to-face with a cop last week in a shouting match with officer number one in Manchester, Harrington, the very same cop who popped the door open on our friend Derek J. way back when the Derek J.'s victimless crime spree days, which was a very, very viral video online of that cop popping that door open. We'll see if your video goes as viral, because I just hit the publish button
on it.
Literally
I haven't
moments,
even seen it yet.
Moments
so.
Ago.
This will be interesting.
You didn't see it last week? Didn't I show it to you?
Well, no, I did see the video, but I haven't seen what was posted or anything
I see.
Else.
Yeah, right. The full video that I posted includes your interview as well.
Okay.
So it's,
you know, I haven't seen that at all.
Yeah. It's up right now on the Free Keen YouTube channel. I haven't yet blogged it. I haven't had a time to blog about it. But the video is available for those of you that were wondering.
Oh, okay.
It's up right now. Just go to the Free Keen YouTube channel. You can check it out there. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. You can join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Barrett Brown arrested again by the federal government, apparently this time for giving an interview. Apparently that's a bail condition or a probation condition now for certain federal prisoners, is that they can't do interviews without asking government permission first. A very scary chilling of the freedom of speech.
And what makes it even scarier is the fact that, or worse, rather, is the fact that he was not told about this until a week ago,
mm-hmm.
and then he was given the wrong form to fill out.
A typical government. They screw things up, and you get blamed for it.
You have to ask if it wasn't intentional.
Indeed. And now they have him, and we don't know where they have him. They are storing him in some likely holding facility somewhere, and hopefully we'll hear more on this particular story as time goes on. I don't think there was much else. Was there anything else to share?
That was the end of that article. Now I can do a Google News search, see if there's anything that's come out since yesterday.
But this was yesterday. I mean, it's pretty fresh. Things move slow in the federal court system. Odds are good there's not going to be much of any update, but worth a look. Toll-free number if you want to join us here. It's 855-450-FREE. We got another story coming up, Chris, that you're going to be telling us about in a moment. We're going to go to the phones first, but another activist, this one in Russia, arrested for running a Tor exit node. We will tell you about that in moments. But first, let's go to the phones and to the fun. We got Dave. He's in New Hampshire. And Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Daryl.
Yeah, speaking of federal prisoners and injustices, there's a New Hampshire man who has been held in Nevada for, I guess, about a year, who was one of the Bundy Ranch supporters.
Mm.
His name is Jerry DeLamis.
Okay.
and he's gradually becoming sort of the poster child for federal abuse of New Hampshire. And tomorrow, his supporters are going to have a rally at the State House.
Isn't that also, from what I've seen on Facebook, the title of it is Stand Up for Jerry DeLamis, Support Trump. So aren't they kind of adding in a pro-Trump rally in with it?
Unfortunately, he's also becoming a poster child for his supporters' level of Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, because, I mean, if Trump was worth supporting, he would have set this guy free, right?
Sure. He would have set tens of thousands of prisoners free, but he definitely could have set at least his supporter, Jerry DeLamis, free, because Jerry DeLamis was part of his campaign process.
Oh, wow. Really? Yep. Well, you know, the government is obviously more important to Trump than any of his supporters, so that's not going to happen. Yeah, I mean, it also seems kind of weird to have a protest in front of the State House when the state government has nothing to do with this. This is the federal government. Why not go in front of the federal building?
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, I see. I think I would, too, but I did. I remember when I was there, I asked the state representative, Elizabeth Edwards, you know, she was on the state and federal relations committee. What are you doing from the committee, or what can be done from the committee to help deal with this problem? And she had some, you know, potential thoughts and everything, but it obviously most people hadn't thought about it in those terms. Really, the state government could probably do something if
they could secede from the United States.
Yeah, the obvious thing to do would be for the state government to get New Hampshire out of the United States so they can't arrest our people anymore.
But that's not going to be this isn't an NH exit protest, right? This is a, you know, support this Jerry DeLamis protest.
Correct. I'm not sure what they see as a connection with the state.
And I also never understood why people want to have a protest on a Saturday at a state building because no one's there. I mean, I understand that that's probably the best day to get people together.
Might get a larger crowd.
Yeah, but isn't the point of the protest to be seen by someone?
Yeah, it's the media.
Media might show up.
Yeah,
maybe.
Think about it. All protests are for the media. It's not for the people at the house.
Well, I don't know.
The 420 rally that happened on 420 was for the, you know, men and women in the state.
Yeah, and okay, because the house was there that
day. But, I mean, that was specific. I mean, that was specifically targeted at the house, though, as opposed to...
Well, that one is and is not, because some days, you know, 420 falls on a Saturday, and then you have it on Saturday. But at least then it's based on the day, not based on some arbitrary choice.
Right.
Anyway, Dave, go ahead if you want to share more.
I didn't have that much to add. He's the main grievances in his case, apparently, that he wasn't really there on the day of the standoff. They're accusing him of doing sort of standoffy things that you might remember from the protest, and he was kind of there after that. I guess he was charged with assault on a federal officer, but apparently wasn't around any federal officers. So there's just these weird Soviet-style charges that don't seem to, be disconnected from time and space.
Tell me, let's change gears here a moment, Dave, because I know you're involved with NHExit.com, which is another one of the New Hampshire secessionist organizations up here. There's a handful of them. What's going on? Is there anything fresh, anything you want to share about NHExit?
Yeah, actually, possibly the biggest thing that has happened so far, at least since we got all that news coverage in the world press, Jason Thorne understated Jason Thorne's way, has said that, I should say who he is, he's the person who founded the Free State Project, and he's something of an expert on secession movements and an academic. Mm-hmm. And he posted on the NH Exit Forum that he does not think that a constitutional amendment is necessary, legally speaking or politically speaking, for New Hampshire to declare independence. He thinks that all you'd need to do is have a piece of legislation that authorizes a one-time referendum where, you know, a majority vote would be sufficient to do the trick. I thought that this could not really be done.
We don't have referendums in New Hampshire.
Right. That was what I thought. We can't do it that because I was thinking we'd have to create a permanent initiative and referendum process.
Or the legislature could wind up passing bill saying we want to hold a vote where the people of New Hampshire vote on X.
Why not a constitutional amendment? Because that requires a vote of the people.
That also requires two-third majority of each house, whereas if they just pass a law saying there's going to be a one-time vote.
They could do that, huh?
It just takes a simple majority.
Interesting.
I'd like to question. I'm going to question him a little more on the forum to see if, or the, you know, the Facebook group to see if he knows. Well, I mean, I know there are parts of the New Hampshire Constitution, or at least a few words, that seem to bind New Hampshire to the Union in some form or fashion. I don't remember what the exact wording is.
Binds it to the Articles of Confederation by mentioning the United States of America in Congress assembled. Which was terminology specifically used under the Articles of Confederation.
And those are gone.
Have not been used since the Articles of Confederation got replaced by this current Constitution.
Now, Dave, who were you interviewing about that again?
I wasn't interviewing anyone. I interviewed Caleb Dyer about it, who's a state rep, but I'm talking about Jason Thorne's just making
Soros.
Post. To our Facebook group at nhexit.com.
Now, Caleb Dyer, for listeners that may not be familiar with the name, he is the single, and you know, hopefully there'll be more someday,
yes.
But right now, across the United States, he's the only Libertarian Party member who currently holds the office of state representative. There's another lady who has a state senator seat in Nebraska, but Caleb's the only state representative out there
that's
who's a Libertarian
serving
Party.
As a Libertarian.
That's right. And who is a Libertarian Party member? I guess there could be others who are members but are serving as Republicans or something like that. But
there are some people that, and I'm not going to give names, but there are people that do have national Libertarian Party membership that are serving in the New Hampshire State House as Republicans. They're not serving as Libertarians,
but
they're not members of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, and they're not registered to vote as Libertarians.
Caleb is registered as a Libertarian.
Yes,
so
and he's serving
one.
As a Libertarian.
Right, and so it would be interesting if he would put that legislation forward, Daryl, that you're talking about, which could create that one-time vote, which might be, again, get a majority of the House and Senate to vote for that. Would be hard to do because people love their federal government while at the same time they realize how bad it is. I mean, most people are critical of the federal government. There was a news story that I have that shows that, you know, federal agencies have terrible approval ratings. And so, you know, I think you just have to ask people. You have to bring it to their attention. Like, well, what is it that you need these people for? Can you come up with a you know, one reason why you need the federal government? And most people, their answer is protection.
Well, how are we going to tackle drugs, Ian?
I've never heard that one, but I'm sure there's somebody out there who would say that. But usually the answer is protection. Nine times out of ten, it's we need the military. And, well, the fact is the military puts us in greater danger than we would otherwise be in. They're
correct.
The ones who are going around the world destroying innocent life and creating terrorists. And so the federal government is not a protective service. They don't even have any obligation to protect you, according to multiple Supreme Court cases.
Yeah.
That's Dave Ridley, who is with us here from RidleyReport.com. Dave, thanks for being here, man. I appreciate the call and the update. Does a great job over there at RidleyReport.com. Great kind of one-man TV journalist video channel on YouTube operating here in New Hampshire. One of the earliest movers, part of the libertarian migration that is going on here. He's a real asset. We're glad to have him here, former co-host on Free Talk Live. More coming up. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.